Hello, caller back in speaking. Yes. So who's the mum? Veronica. Right. I've just brought her profile up. Right. So that we can. What sort of services though are you looking at? Because we've only got her down as domestic because that's all she's approved for with us. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep, that's fine. Yep, because we can't. No, because she's CHSP. Yep, no, but once she gets a level four, we can definitely help out. Right. Have you put her name down anywhere? Yep. Have you tried Dawesville, the new facility? Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Ring daily. Just keep ringing them. Don't. Yeah. Keep ringing just so they know. You didn't want to be those people? Just say, oh, I'm just checking in to see if there's anything changed, if there's been a cancellation. Memory support ward. Yes. Maybe not. Have you tried Carers WA as well? Same. Wow. So the beauty of if you do take it to the hospital is they can probably help you find. And that is the beauty of that. You get a say in it. You definitely get a say in it. No. You definitely. So we, if you do end up taking it to the hospital, get a social worker involved immediately. Always ask for a social worker because they won't offer it. But and the social worker will help you fill out paperwork for the places that you have preferences for, and can also help with the contact and sorting extra support. They may even be able to put some hospital in the home services to tie you over. So there are options there. And that's one of the main reasons people go into care is because of the continence. Yes, got to look after her. So, who's your personal care provider? So if, yeah, Avenue. That's what, okay. So, you know what Silver Chain are saying? Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, respite sounds, yes, respite definitely sounds like your best bet. If you need to take, yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is, if you do end up taking it to hospital, they will at least be able to act, be proactive for and help you with that. Yeah. Just say not coping at home, because the thing is dad, if dad deteriorates, she can't be at home anyway. Because she will not be able to be there. No. But it can change. Like if her skin is constantly in contact with, I don't think the hospital option is a bad option. And like I said, then they can also be proactive and assist you with that. They won't like they'll, yeah no. That's okay. The big one though is that I mean you're gonna have a wait while you're down there. But I mean she may have a UTI. She might have all you know. Yeah, you can get like that would be enough of a reason. Say, look, there's confusion, there's concerns, father's not coping. And then, like, I mean, and like I said, then they can also help you and assist you with finding the support that you need. Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, they can see that you're trying. But it can be like if this could be temporary, it like she needs to be to go in and be assessed properly, clinically assessed. It sounds like she could have a UTI. It sounds like there could be multiple things going on there. And that's really, really common, really common. No, sometimes you're, that is sometimes common. Some just don't hydrate enough. I mean, she may not have anything, but just but also make sure them, yeah, you do, and make sure that they're really, really aware that she can't come home until she's medically stable. Because, there's no one there to look after her per se because dad's not coping. He's got his own issues happening right now. And it's not, and like I said, it's more about getting so that you've got more access to more supports. That's really what this is about. It's not about fobbing off. I'm not sure what your GP will. I don't know what the cost would be. Well, they've got access to them in the hospital. So just see. Yep, home. Support, social support in okay, so that would really be only for shopping and things like that. Or if she wanted to go out for coffee and give Dad a break, so Dad can stay home for a couple of hours and then, The thing is, we can, like, if we've got that code, we can definitely put that service back in. But I would still start off with getting her checked out completely, and making sure she's medically stable, because there could be underlying issues there that nobody knows about. My name's Kim. No, you're right. I don't. The only way to check is to get onto my aged care and have a look myself too. The DA. Let me just get in just as an assistant and I'll see what I can find. That's okay. No, and that's it. So his own health has been compromised at the moment because he can't do both. There's a wait list for everything, unfortunately. And it sounds like there's been a significant change that you from when you last, and that make sure they're aware of that. When you take her in, because so then they hopefully will do some investigating what's going on. Because it could be. No, you don't. And that's the best place to get it done because they've got access to everything. Well, they may even recommend the same thing, but they'll do a test here and there. But and it sounds like the level of confusion has been much greater. Right. Okay, so there is a social support that was accepted. I'm not sure what happened with that, or maybe it wasn't required at the time, but I can follow that up with her care manager. That's not a problem. So that means we can take we can definitely take her out to the shop so Dad can get a break. There's no issue. Yeah, if Dad's happy to go out, we don't, obviously it won't be one of the girls taking Dad out. It'll be no. But what, someone can stay in the home with Mum. Absolutely. Absolutely. What was your name and number? And I'll grab it off you and All right. I'll get Joe, her case manager, to give you a call to confirm. Oh, we've got a few. Oh, that's hard, isn't that? Yeah, it is very hard. So I'll get Joe. Yep, so I'll get Joe to make contact with you regarding the social support and what Dad's wanting. And and then like I said, with the other stuff though, you no, you're right. Like I said, that is there more going on with Mum though? I would definitely take her in. Definitely. Yeah. At least you've got an idea then what's going on. Yeah. All right. All right. That's okay. Yeah, you can always talk to us tomorrow. Oh, she's lovely. She is. She's lovely. Yep. No. No. We're not funded for it. Yeah, but we're not funded for it. She does have a residential respite and a residential referral code. So yeah, so just so you're aware. Yep. Okay. We can do, but it's very expensive, same sort of thing, $80 something an hour, and it's very expensive. Maybe Mabel is, yep, Mabel is the website to have a look at for that. Yeah. But like if you do end up taking her into hospital, obviously, they might decide to keep her for a couple of weeks while things settle down and maybe get things in place. So, all right. But I'll let Joe know. Yep, but I'll let. That's okay. Oh, it's all good. No worries. Bye.